2-2 pitch, and he struck him out. And the Astros stave off elimination and win here tonight on Halloween.
Game 6 of the World Series is tonight in Houston, the Astros hosting the Atlanta Braves. It's 3-2 Atlanta, so if they win tonight, they become the champions. If Houston wins, it is Game 7 tomorrow for all the marbles. Joining us in Houston is Evan Drellick. He's senior baseball writer for The Athletic, and he has a book on the Astros coming out very soon. Hi, Evan.
Hi, Scott. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you. So for the casual fans among us who may not have been watching the whole series, catch us up on why the Braves are up 3-2.
Well, I think everybody's surprised that the Braves are up 3-2. The whole postseason has been a surprise run for them. They finished with 88 wins in the regular season, which is the lowest of any team to win its division. And typically those teams get knocked out early. But they've been able to, with a group of young players, third baseman Austin Riley, pitcher Max Fried, they've been able to gel and come together and hold an Astros team that's been in the American League Championship Series for 5 consecutive years at bay so far in the World Series.
Well, this Astros team, I mean, they're regulars in the playoffs, they're regulars in the World Series these days. They again have this fearsome lineup at the plate. In this World Series, what's working, what's not working for them?
The core players who were around for the last Astros championship team in 2017, they were cold in this series up until Game 5. Alex Bregman, Carlos Correa really weren't doing much offensively, and they seemed to finally be coming out of it at least a little bit. Alex Bregman got dropped in the lineup. So the key for the Astros going forward is they have to have those core hitters, the names that people know, perform well.
Of course, the elephant in the room here is still the sign-stealing scandal that helped the Astros win the World Series in 2017. You broke this story of how the Astros had this system, reading the signs from the opposing catcher and telling the batter if there was a fastball or a non-fastball coming. Is this still a cloud over this series? Is this still being talked about in the clubhouse, you think?
Oh, it's absolutely being discussed. Certainly not if in the clubhouse, then amongst fans. You know, in Atlanta, when those players who were around, like Jose Altuve, would come to the plate and in the World Series, they would still hear boos. From a narrative perspective, if the Astros win the World Series, you'll hear people talk about, well, they've shown, or at least those players who were still around, there's only about 5 of them left, who are with that 2017 team, they've kind of shown they can win a World Series without cheating, or at least ostensibly without cheating. And if they don't win, then you're going to hear people say, well, the legacy of that team remains only cheating.
Now let's step back briefly to go into what your book is about, the Astros' seeming obsession with analytics and taking these hardcore business principles and applying them to baseball. I guess for the rest of us, how did this help steer the team into this apparent rule breaking?
So the Astros are complicated in that what they did in part helped revolutionize the sport. They really picked up where the Moneyball Oakland A's of 2002 left off and helped usher in this era of big data baseball. But they were very bottom line driven. My book is really not so much a baseball book as it is one about management culture. And I think what it establishes well over time is you see that if there was a team in baseball likely to arrive at a point where it wouldn't be able to stop a cheating scheme, it would have been the Astros, where communication was frayed. The only goals were to win and to make money. And most sports organizations are like that. But the failure of the Astros really comes back to, well, what didn't they pay attention to?
And is this dynamic, this system, this kind of Astros way, still part of baseball today?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you can see it in different shades everywhere throughout the league. Analytics are here to stay. They're not going anywhere. The issue isn't so much strictly the usage of analytics and numbers. That's good information that teams should use.
Yeah.
It's really a matter of how management operates.
Now, finally, tonight in Houston, Game 6 here. Give us one player, one matchup to watch tonight.
Max Fried, besides Charlie Morton, who got hurt earlier in the series, Braves starting pitcher Charlie Morton, Fried for the Braves is probably the best they have at this point. And so you don't want it to go to a Game 7 if you're Atlanta. This is probably your best shot to win tonight with Fried on the mound. And you're not yet in a win-or-go-home game.
That's Evan Drellick, senior baseball writer with The Athletic. Thanks, Evan, for the time.
Thanks, Scott.